So let me get this straight. The professor of history at the uni, the head of the council and the health and safety boy went into the vaults and didn't find anything.
Well, so they say.
And then, despite all your talk about getting an exclusive story, you told a journalist about what's actually down there.
I've not given Jane the full story.
Why did you give her any of the story? Won't that dilute your downloads?
She'll be reporting on the launch of the podcast, which I'm hoping to have edited and put out in a few hours' time.
I don't understand why that's necessary.
Because she's on the radio. She's got a much bigger reach than I do. If I just announce the podcast to my 300 Twitter followers, the story will get ripped off before I'm established as the true source. This is going to send thousands of people to the podcast website all at once.
That's an optimistic view of the interests of your average radio listener. I put it on earlier to get an update on the vaults thing, and there was a story about a fucking...
singing dog, I know. Pretty cool though, hey?
Sounds like it's in pain. Probably got prostate cancer. Should be taking it to a vet, and instead they're organising a gig for it at Murrayfield. Anyway, enough about that. How the fuck did those cunts no find anything down there?
Well, that's the thing, Dougie. Did they not find anything, or are they just keeping it quiet?
Well, I guess the obvious thing that springs to mind is that thing that you saw.
My thoughts exactly.
But that doesn't explain a lot. If they'd got a similar fright to the one we had, they wouldn't just be pretending nothing happened, surely.
Maybe they're embarrassed.
Come on. Presumably they don't know each other all that well. And if you're a university historian, this must be the stuff dreams are made of. It just makes no sense that they'd want to fill the hole back in and build over it.
There's a lot that doesn't make sense, but one thing's for sure. We've got audio and pictures from down there, and the Terrafiles is going to be the primary source in the entire world for this story. Once I launch the podcast, I'm sure plenty of other people will be keen to have a look under there themselves.
You'd better hurry then. What if it's all filled in by the time the podcast reaches those people?
And that's exactly why I'll be sending everything over to Jane the minute episode one is published. Once she runs this story and points everyone to my website, things should really take off.
Well, good luck with it all.
Here, I've been meaning to ask you. You're pretty handy at mixing music, aren't you?
I'm alright, I suppose. Aye, how?
Fancy earning some extra pocket money editing the podcast for me. I'm looking for a good level of production, and I'd prefer to spend all my time on the content and promotion.
I'm starting a new job tomorrow with my pal Tommy, but I suppose I could manage a couple of extra hours a week at night, if that's all it'll take.
Excellent. You're a good man, Dougie.
Well, I've no agreed to it yet. How much are you paying?
Tenner an episode, all right for you?
20 would be better.
Call it 15, then. And we'll reevaluate it once I get my first sponsor.
All right. But that's all I'm having to do with it. You need to find someone else to follow you down a dark, wet hole next time.
Shouldn't it be a problem? So, I'm just going to email you this audio over right now. Can you have it all done by 8 p.m?
Are you fucking kidding? You want me to start right away?
You said yourself that we need to hurry. They'll be filling that hole in tomorrow, no doubt. The sooner we get it out there and let Jane run the story, the better.
Right. Send it over then, I'll have a look.
You're a star.
Did you hear that story on the news this morning?
Aye, what a shame, eh? The singing dog got hit by a bus.
No, not that. Some bloke is claiming he went down into that tunnel they found. You know, under the roadworks in town. Says there's a lot more down there than people are letting on. He's made a podcast about it, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, they interviewed him too. it was quite funny. He said they found something so scary down there that his assistant actually shit himself.
He said that?
Oh.
Did he mention his assistant's name, like?
No, don't think so, no. He's not related to you, is he? Remember that time you were on that TV show and you had a little bit of an accident?
Aye, all right, Tommy. Fuck's sake.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
You want those grass clippings raked up?
You've still got 5 minutes left on your tea break.
I'm done anyway. I'd rather just get back to it.
If you insist.
You can't fucking beat 18 holes, Lee. Am I right?
You're no wrong anyway, George.
You know, if I was a professional football player back in the day, I'd have been a pro golfer instead.
No, with a swing like yours, you wouldn't have.
Golf was a different game in my day. Before the Yanks fucked it, like. See the size of a club head nowadays? That's not the way golf was intended to be played.
Aye, well, I'm not sure it was meant to be played after drinking 8 pints, either.
I've only had the 6 pint, you cheeky cunt.
I stand corrected.
So, as I says, golf was a game designed to be played along the coast. High winds, low balls. Club heads nowadays are about the size of a fucking pineapple. They fucking Yanks are obsessed with hitting it high and long.
Well, speaking of hitting it, we'd better get a move on. We're holding that group up behind us.
Ah, fuck them, Lee. I didn't even recognise them. Cunts probably aren't even members. Where the fuck's my ball anyway?
And the long stuff up there.
Yeah, I heard you were on the wireless this morning, by the way. What the fuck's all that about? A porn cast or something? You've been filming dirty videos, yeah, Raj?
Ah, you heard it. It's a podcast, not a porn cast. It's like an on-demand radio show you can download on your phone.
Oh, aye. Sounds a wee bit too complicated for the likes of me.
I'm afraid it might not work so well on your Nokia 3310, George.
No, mate. Dropped that fucker down the lavvy last week. My lassie got us any of the iPhones, but...
All right. Well, you'll get it on that. Once we get back to the clubhouse, I'll download Castrate for you and subscribe to the show. That way you'll be able to tune in anytime you like.
Excuse me, chaps, but y'all holding us up back there on the tee. Any chance we can play on through?
Oh, Christ.
I'll hold you up the new, you jumped up wee prick. I've been a member here for 15 fucking year. Nay cunt tells me to hurry up on my own fucking golf course.
Look, buddy, I don't want no trouble, and I'd appreciate if you could moderate your language. If you could just please hurry up, there's 2 other 4-balls up on the tee with us.
Well, it sounds like you need slowing down a bit, doesn't it? Maybe if I shove this 9-iron up your arse, you'll keep out of fucking oars.
Now, there's really no need to be so absolutely just...
Come on, George, just let them play through, eh?
Ah, fuck it. I've had enough for one day anyway. Let's get the fucking pints in, eh?
Aye. Sounds good to me.
Sponsor your porncast. I'm here at the making money than giving it away, Lee. I thought you'd have known that by now.
You wouldn't be giving it away. It's an investment, just like buying a house.
Who's just pay for themselves? If this porncast is going to make me money, how come it's no making you any?
Well, for starters, I just launched it yesterday. It takes a bit of time and work to get things off the ground.
So, assuming I sponsor the cunt, when can I expect a return?
As soon as we're in profit.
And when will that be?
Well, it's hard to quantify these things, you know.
How much would it cost?
I was thinking maybe 20 grand.
20 grand? You must think I sailed down the Clyde in a fucking cucumber, mate.
You said you've spent more than that in Vegas before. That's fuck all to you.
I work hard for my money. And what I spend on my holidays is none of your concern.
You fucking boast about it every time you're in here.
That's no the point.
Come on, George. That'll let me take a couple of folk on to help me out. You'll get it back. With a generous interest.
Aye? How generous?
500 quid.
You cunt! Never let it be said that you didn't hear a sense of humour, Lee.
Hold on. I better take this. Jane, how's it going? Nice work on the story this morning. The downloads have gone through the roof.
Thanks, but listen, I've got some pretty disturbing news.
I heard that too. Ran out in front of a bus, eh? Poor wee cunt.
The 3 people who went down into the vaults. The professor and the 2 council officials.
Aye. What about them?
Well, they were all found dead this afternoon. In 3 separate locations.
What the fuck? How?
They each committed suicide, apparently. They were all found in their own homes with their wrists slashed.
Jesus fuck.
And that's not the worst bit.
No?
They all left the exact same message drawn in their own blood on the walls where they were each found. It was just 2 words.
What did it say?
It said... He's here.
Hi, it's Matthew here. I'm the writer and producer of a Scottish podcast, and I've got a very short but very important announcement to make about the show. So the podcast feed you're currently listening on and hopefully subscribe to is called Aftermath and Other Audio Drama Stories, and there'll be no more Scottish podcast episodes appearing in this feed. We'll be continuing to put out short stories and one-off audio dramas here as and when we make them, so please stay subscribed. But if you want any more episodes of a Scottish podcast, and hopefully you're enjoying the story, then you just need to pop over to scottishpodcast.com and subscribe to the show's brand new feed. That feed will be exclusively for Scottish podcast episodes, and they won't be available anywhere else, not even here. This will be the one and only time I mention this wee change, so if you want to find out what dark secrets lie under the streets of Edinburgh, make sure you subscribe to the new feed. So just to summarise, there will be no more episodes of a Scottish podcast on this feed, and if you want to continue listening to the story, head to scottishpodcast.com where you'll find links to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, etc. And just in case you can't remember the website, scottishpodcast.com, I'll put a link in the show notes of this very episode too. Thanks for listening.